Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. After 14 months, just how bad is Syria's refugee crisis? E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says,
"We think it's one of the largest humanitarian disasters in the Middle East in probably the last 10 years.
It's not getting any better. They just got a desperate call from Jordan.
We got a call from a Middle East leader saying, would you be able to help us? We are overwhelmed with the need, the food, the shelter, the clothing that's needed."
Jordanian leaders are cautiously sharing Christ. You can help bring hope to this crisis, too. Head to our website. Meanwhile, the Luis Palau Sacramento Festival kicks off this Saturday in California. Levi Park with the Luis Palau Evangelistic Association says groundwork has been laid for 6 months through the local churches. They're hoping this festival will have a ripple effect of revival for Christ.
As Sacramento goes, so goes California. As California goes, so goes the country.
Even if you can't go this weekend,
people can be just praying. We want to see revival. We want to see God move in a special way.
To learn more about the festival, check out the rest of the story at our website. And a team of 28 was responsible for hundreds of changed lives. Paradise Bound sent a team to Guatemala to dedicate 5 homes and host 2 mobile medical clinic outreaches. The medical clinics were able to tend to 439 patients in remote villages with little medical care. By the end of the patient care, a Jesus film showing and a sermon. 240 people either rededicated their lives or chose for the first time to follow Christ. Pray that the impact will spread. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World, a prayer guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan. That begins July 20th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.